So, it really doesn't matter how we met, but we became acquaintances, and I noticed a few very crucial things that made me kind of itch in the best way. I noticed right away that you were submissive. You had some weak spots, and I saw them as big weak spots. The first one being that you were a sick fuck. You were a pedophile, a nasty fucking pervert, and I loved that I saw that. I saw that as the biggest weak spot. And I also noticed that you were just kind of attracted to my demeanor, which is always, I don't give a fuck about any man. I really don't. I don't need you. But you wanted me. You were attracted to that. And so I invited you to my house. I invited you to my house, and I was wearing some wicked heels. Because the other thing that I noticed is that you were always staring at my feet anytime I was around you, staring at my feet. So I just had an inkling that you would be weak for these wicked heels I was wearing. And of course, I put, some lipstick on, some darker purple lipstick to go with my dark hair and dark skin. I invited you in. We had a seat on my back porch, and I lit a cigarette because I did a little research. I had to find all your weak spots, and another one was smoking. So you looked down and you saw my legs crossed, my heel just dangling off my foot, a cigarette in my hand. And I said, "Sweetie, you see my girls out there playing?" And you looked out and you saw a little 6-year-old girl, beautiful little girl. And then you saw my preteen daughter, who was 10 years old. So I tell you their ages, and I say, "I'm a pedo mom. I bet you didn't know that, did you?" So I'm a pedo mom because they're girls, and while they should be used by pedophiles, they should be fucked, they should be groomed. Because really, they're just a fucking pain in my ass. So, why not make them useful? And I ask you, which one do you like best? The 6-year-old? The little kindergartner? Or do you like the preteen with the braces? And you get a little nervous, a little weak. And I'm like, tell me, which one do you like better? And you said both. And I knew right away. I knew I had you. I knew all these little triggers, all these little weak spots were for my control over you. And that's all I wanted. Like, I really didn't give a fuck about anything that you wanted. I was getting what I wanted ultimately. But I did want you to get perverted with my daughters. And so I told you that first we would take the preteen to my room, to my master bedroom. And so we walk in there, and I tell my preteen daughter to get on the bed and take off her clothes like a good little slut, because I gotta have a nice new pedophile to use her. And she listened like a good girl. And look at her body. Look at her body just laid out on my bed. Why don't you go and take your greedy little hands and touch her feet first? Look at those preteen feet. Don't you like those feet? Just look at her soles. Look at her little preteen soles. Those tiny little feet, so soft, so wrinkly. Why don't you take your pedo dick and rub them? That's right, just like that. Rub the tip of your pedo cock all over my daughter's feet. All over her soles. Let her toes drag along the tip of your cock. You're so fucking hungry for little girls, aren't you? While you're looking at her body, and now you're looking at her body, you're looking at that little tiny preteen underdeveloped pussy, aren't you? You fucking pervert. Why don't you start dragging the tip of your cock up her legs? Go ahead. Right up her legs. Just like that. Up her thighs. Don't get to that pussy yet. I didn't give you that permission. But when you get up there, when you put your cock right up there at her hips, I want you to take your hands and I want you to move your hands up her little body, up from her belly to her little budding preteen tits. Yes, feel those. I'm going to go get the six-year-old. I think you're ready for both of them at the same time. So I go get my six-year-old, call her in, get her undressed on the bed. And little do you know that I'm recording this whole thing. I'm recording everything, your face, your cock, their bodies, but I stay out of view. I stay out of view on this video. And I just direct you from the corner of my room, dangling my heel off my foot, watching you molest my daughters, enabling you to molest my little girls. And I don't fucking care if they're traumatized or fucked up from this. I don't fucking care. They're a pain in my ass and I don't really give a fuck. And actually, it turns me on to watch men take their greedy little pedophile hands and dicks and put them all over my daughters. I don't care. I like it. And you were just fucking starved for them. You had your hands opening their tiny little pussies, just molesting them softly, sweetly. And I say, why don't you stop this bullshit of just molesting and gently touching them? And why don't you fucking rape them? Rape my daughters. Go ahead. Rape them. And I don't know. It might not be rape with the preteen because she's a fucking slut. She may like it. But you can rape the little six-year-old for sure. You can put your pedo dick right up in that fleshy little cunt and rape that little bitch. She deserves it. She's a pain in my ass. She's annoying. She's ruined my life. So just fucking rape her. And you can come in both of them. Obviously, they can't get pregnant. And so I let you rape them. I let you pin them down on my bed and pump your pedo cock inside of them while the six-year-old screams out and she's yelling, mommy, and I don't fucking care. I'm laughing. I'm actually in the corner smoking cigarettes, just watching this whole thing, knowing that you're being recorded, but you're not knowing you're being recorded. And then you go over and you start raping my preteen roughly because you can tell that even just rough fucking doesn't really bother her much because she's been fucked her whole life. Because I'm a pedo slut mom. I've let her get raped and fucked her whole life. So that's when you get real rough with her. You choke her. You put your hand around her throat and you're pumping into her as hard as you can like a goddamn animal. So fucking perverted, depraved. You're like another fucking human being in front of me just raping my little girl, making her scream and then making her choke almost to the point where she fucking passes out. But your fucking pedo hungry cock just can't get enough, can it? It likes her losing a little color in her face and you let go and she's gasping for air as you fucking finish right and her right in that little preteen pussy as she's gasping for air. Just just being raped violently by some fucking stranger man I let rape her. And so I tell you to take your pedo spunk right out of her little pussy with your fingers. Get that fucking cum out of her. And I want it spread on my little six-year-old. I want to see your cum, your sticky, hot load just spread all over my six-year-old daughter, because she needs cum too. I let both of my daughters get cum and she needs it too. So you take your fingers in that stretched little underage hole, that little girl's hole, my daughter's hole, and you scoop some of your nasty ass pedo cum and you wipe it all over my six-year-old. Just wiping it all over her flat little chest, moving down to her bald little puffy pussy lips, rubbing it in. And I tell you to push your fingers in there. Push your fingers in there and put some of your cum in her hole too. And so you leave and you think, wow, I just met a really cool fucking woman that just let me rape her daughters. But, you know, a few days later, you get a call from me. You get a call, and I tell you, I send you screenshots, too. I send you screenshots of you fucking and raping my daughters with your face clear as day in the video. And I say, listen, you disgusting fucking pervert. I am going to ruin your life. I am going to turn you in. I'll first start with your wife. I will show her this screenshot and show her that she's married to some sick pervert, some sick pedophile. And I'll tell her that you came over and you raped my girls. You fucking raped them while I wasn't there. And I have these screenshots because I have a nanny cam and you came in my house. You broke in my house and you raped my daughters. And I'm going to fucking blackmail you. So you better give me what I demand, money. I'm going to ask you for money. I'm going to ask you for $5,000, or I tell your wife that you raped my underage daughters. And I have the fucking proof. I have video of you raping and fucking them. And guess who's not in the video? Me. Yeah, that's right. So it just looks like you broke in my fucking house like a goddamn sex offender and raped my children, my fucking innocent children, you child rapist. And after that, if you don't follow my instructions and follow my demands, I'll turn you into the police. I'll give this over to the police. I'll spread it online. And then they'll know. Oh my gosh, the sweet husband, the sweet devoted dad, the dad of a daughter and son is a child rapist, a pedophile, and he's distributing child porn. I will fuck up your life if you don't give me everything that I demand. So you're going to start with that $2,000, or I blackmail your ass and I spread you all over the internet and ruin your life just so you could fuck my little sluts. God, you're so fucking pathetic. And so I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you on this line. And I'm going to make you come over and fuck my daughters over and over again. I'm going to make you rape them over and over again while I keep draining you of your money. Because that's all you're good for. That's all you're good for is your fucking wallet and you being a depraved fucking pedophile. And I will blackmail and expose and threaten you each and every single time. Every time that you see that purple lipstick on any fucking woman, you'll immediately get a hard dick because you'll remember fucking my daughters and you'll remember me. And every time that you see little kids' feet, you'll get a boner. You'll get a gross, pedophile, perverted boner because you'll remember my girl's feet and then you'll associate being blackmailed and fucked over from me. Just because you came over and fucked my daughters because I asked you to and I knew exactly how to get you to do it and it was very fucking easy. So that's what you'll be, a trapped little weak puppet for me to fuck over continuously, for me to threaten blackmail continuously with the worst fucking blackmail on this planet, fucking and raping children. So, that was your 15 minutes. Did you enjoy that?